Third, along with intuition and endurance, God has given woman a unique responsiveness. We men are far more closed, closed toward God and closed toward one another. But women have an openness, a warmth, a responsiveness to the things of God. Women have a desire to grow, to react, to feel, to show affection toward things of God that is not found in the average man. Fourth, God has given women the quality of vulnerability. Most women I know are less afraid than men to tell the truth about their lives. That's why most counselors will tell you at least 70% of their counselees are women. Women are willing to ask for help. If you doubt that, men, just remember the last time you were out driving and got lost and your wife said, "Why don't we just stop and ask?" Men will drive 100 miles out of the way just to prove that we knew where we were going. A woman will simply stop, admit she's lost, and ask for directions. Women are less guarded, less defensive. They're even willing to admit their fears and apprehensions. Women are usually the ones in the marriage who are first to say, "There's something wrong here." Take heart. I'm not speaking just of mothers and seasoned grandmothers. Women in general have all these qualities. If you want further proof of this, look through the Bible. God's word is replete with examples of strength and dignity that God has given to women. By way of example, look at several statements in Proverbs. A gracious woman attains honor. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 16. An excellent wife is the crown of her husband. Proverbs 12, verse 4. He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. Proverbs 18, 22. House and wealth are an inheritance from fathers, but a prudent wife is from the Lord. Proverbs 19, 14. The grace of a woman brings her place of honor. An excellent wife accords her husband a place of significance publicly and personally. A prudent wife is a gift from God, better than any earthly inheritance. Such a woman gives her husband prudent counsel and provides her family with the leadership of reason and good sense. Her touch on her husband's arm is usually enough to slow him down or make him rethink what he's about to do or say. The best words on woman, however, are the classic ones found in Proverbs 31, verses 10 through 31. In my opinion, it is the best thing ever written about upholding the dignity and honor of women. An excellent wife, who can find? For her worth is far above jewels. The heart of her husband trusts her, and he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. Proverbs 31, verses 10 through 12. The writer then describes the woman's diligence as she carries out her role as wife and mother and businesswoman, all with efficiency, diligence, and responsibility. And then comes my wife's favorite verse. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she smiles at the future. Proverbs 31, verse 25. There is a strength of character and an aura of dignity about the godly woman that cannot be found even among godly men. She opens her mouth in wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and bless her. Her husband also, and he praises her, saying, "Many daughters have done nobly, but you excel them all." Proverbs 31, verses 26 through 29. What hope this can bring, what strength and dignity. God is so good to spell out all these qualities right about the time in this book you've begun to think that only Esther qualified. Not so. These are yours, yours for the asking, yours for the trusting. So ask and trust. And lest I address all these words of this chapter to women, let me close by saying something very personal to men. My friend, my fellow husband and fellow dad, Has God given you a woman who wishes to be like Esther, a woman of strength and dignity? If so, do you encourage her in that God-honoring pursuit? In considering your response, answer the next three questions. Number one, when was the last time you told her she is God's gift to you? If it's been a while, say it again, today. Number two, how do you help her reach her long-term goals? If you're not sure what that includes, ask her to tell you, today. Number three, if you sense that she is struggling in some particular area of her life, are you there to comfort her, to reassure her? If you find that hard to do, admit it, then go ahead and risk reaching out to her, today. She's worth it, you know. She just needs to know you value her as a person of strength and dignity. And yes, she needs to know that today.